government's been trying to streamline for decades. And before there was a grants policy committee of the Chief Financial Officers Council, there was a grant management committee. That was back in the 1990s when the Public Law 106-107, which was the streamline, everybody calls it the Streamlining Act, was passed in 1999. It sort of reinvigorated this whole effort to streamline, make more efficient the federal grant making process and oversight process. So the Grants Management Committee was renamed the Grants Policy Committee. So around 2000, 2001, a whole bunch of things happened within the federal venue involving grants. There was a Grants Executive Board established. They were looking at how to come up with a technological solution to make it easy for people to submit grants electronically and how to streamline that and come up with uniform policies and procedures for doing that. We in the Grants Policy Committee were looking at how to make the policies and the terms and conditions and the administrative requirements for grants streamlined and more uniform across all branches of the federal government. And then in November of 2007, Public Law 106-107 sunset. In other words, it stopped. And people were afraid, gee, now that the law is no longer out there, does that mean people don't have to worry about it anymore? And what we wanted to do was demonstrate not only to ourselves as feds, but to the constituents and the community that's out there that we intended to continue moving forward. We thought the best way to do that was to actually put together a strategic plan that said this is what remains to be done, and these are our goals and objectives for trying to achieve that in the out years, however long that may take. And that sent a very powerful message. And the Grants Policy Committee took the position, no, just because a law has disappeared or gone off the books doesn't mean that the intent of what we've been trying to do should stop, because everybody thinks this is a really great idea. And what we wanted to do was demonstrate not only to ourselves as feds, but to the constituents and the community that's out there that we intended to continue moving forward. We thought the best way to do that was to actually put together a strategic plan that said this is what remains to be done, and these are our goals and objectives for trying to achieve that in the out years, however long that may take. And that sent a very powerful message. Then we want to take the next step, which is, great, you got a strategic plan, but how are you going to implement it? And so we wanted to develop an implementation plan, which we have done, which we also posted, and which we also had a webcast on. And that's where the rubber meets the road, because that's where you actually say, we have the following products that we are working on, and this is our timetable for trying to get to them. The Grants Policy Committee is comprised roughly of about 50 people from around the entire federal government. And those 50 people are the 50 grants policy people in all the major departments and independent agencies. And they are the ones that sit on all the policies that all of the government follows. And so when you've got a finite set of people like that, you have to make judgments about what's important to get to now, what do we have to defer for a couple of years, and what's going to be a more difficult long-term kind of thing that it may take 4, 5, or 6 years to actually accomplish. And that's why we came up in the implementation plan with some short-term, near-term, and long-term goals for each of these specific products, so that, you know, based on our judgment and what we know people wanted to see and what was important to accomplish, we have certain products that we have put into our implementation plan that we've said, we are going to try to get these things done and out the door for you to use within the next year or two. For the midterm kinds of things, we're going to try to get to that in, say, 3 to 4, maybe even 5 years. And for the long-term things, we know that that's going to take 5 years or more to accomplish. And that way, everybody knows what we're working on now and what we have yet to do and how long it's going to take us to do those things.
Talk a little bit about those midterm, short-term priorities.
There are probably two in what we call the pre-award area. That is, as you're preparing to submit a proposal and that proposal is being looked at, vis-a-vis the post-award. In other words, we've made a decision, you've got an award, okay? In the pre-award area, there's a lot of activity going on right now over how do you monitor your subrecipients. And a subrecipient is someone that works for you, the awardee. So in the pre-award area, what we're trying to do is identify the expectations for people who are submitting awards for what we are going to expect them, should they get an award, to be able to do in terms of monitoring their sub-awards, their sub-recipients, to make sure that the money is going for the purposes for which it was intended. Over the years, and I'm talking decades now, we have all developed our own little unique performance reports. We want to know what you do with the money. What we've been trying to do is bring all the science agencies together to develop a single format. So it doesn't matter who you got the award for, you use the same award format to report your performance on. And that's just about ready to go final. It's called the Research Performance Progress Report. And subsequently, we're also working on what's called the Performance Progress Report for all the major agencies like HUD and Education and DOD for their very large block grants to have, there again, a very uniform format for people to find and use. No matter who gave them the money, they know what is expected. Over the years, and I'm talking decades now, we have all developed our own little unique performance reports. We want to know what you do with the money. What we've been trying to do is bring all the science agencies together to develop a single format. So it doesn't matter who you got the award for, you use the same award format to report your performance on. And that's just about ready to go final. It's called the Research Performance Progress Report. And subsequently, we're also working on what's called the Performance Progress Report for all the major agencies like HUD and Education and DOD for their very large block grants to have, there again, a very uniform format for people to find and use. No matter who gave them the money, they know what is expected. The goal here, of course, is once you get these kinds of things out there and you get them in an electronic environment, a lot of these forms can be pre-populated with the information. Once you've submitted a proposal in an electronic format with your name and address and telephone number and yada, 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 you know, once that's captured in the electronic information, if you're given an award, that can automatically populate your award letter. When you go into the system to report on your award, all that information should automatically populate these forms and formats. So all you have to do as the principal investigator or the recipient of the award is just either answer some very straightforward questions. How many people did you support on this award, for example? Or please write in this block, what were the accomplishments that you made over the last 12 months with the money that you got? What did you actually do with it? When you get a grant, when you get a contract, it's really all about getting the work done, not about filling out paperwork, if you get my drift. So every hour that you take away from accomplishing the goal of the grant because you have to fill out paperwork is costing somebody money, and ultimately because the taxpayer funds the grants and funds the contracts, what you want to do is make the whole system as efficient and effective as possible so that the money is going for its intended purpose, which is to get something done, not fill out paperwork.
Are there any specific midterm ones that you'd like to maybe offer some insight into?
One of the ones that we thought we would be able to get done a little bit earlier has been a personal property. So when you get a grant and you have to buy a piece of instrumentation to do something, and that then gets captured as property on your award. Some agencies, that property belongs to the agency and not the University of Maryland College Park, for example. And in other agencies, that property becomes the property of the University of Maryland at College Park. But nonetheless, it is a piece of instrumentation worth a certain amount of money, and it needs to be tracked and monitored because it's been bought. It's been bought with taxpayer funds. You want to make sure it's being used for the purpose for which it was intended, and you want to make sure that whatever was needed and was justified on the grant is actually what was bought to be able to be used on the grant. So the personal property forms that you use to report personal property had been going along pretty well, and there was a one major department that we inadvertently didn't realize had not been involved. in the formation and development of this uniform form. And so when they came in out of left field, and through no fault of theirs, we had to do some rework. And as you can imagine, rework takes extra time. So that near-term product has turned into a mid-term product. It may take us another year to get that out the door.
The grants effort across government in general, the public law 106 and 107, that obviously has sunset, but you also have the line of business effort and the e-government effort around grants.gov and then your effort.
Right.
How's everything going? I mean, how much progress have we made over the last, you know, 5-6 years?
Well, actually, we've made a lot of progress. I think the criticism that we get all the time, and it's fair, is that the progress hasn't been fast enough. There has been a lot of organization around grants in general. You mentioned a lot of them. The Grants Executive Board, they look at the technology. They are the ones that look at grants.gov and the future of grants.gov. The Grants Policy Committee worries about the policies that are in place that are going to drive all the e-implementation issues. The Grants Management line of business, so-called GMLOB, is sort of the back office operations of the federal government, how to make that more standard and uniform for all the grants back offices that are scattered throughout the federal government. So last year, we self-organized into one morning meeting about every 6 weeks. And the Grants Policy Committee, the Grants Executive Board, the person that represents grants.gov, the person that represents the Research Business Model Subcommittee, and the people that represent the Grants Management line of business all show up in one room. And we have a joint agenda. We work through the agenda. We share information so that all the people dealing with all of these pieces, if you will, from beginning to end, from cradle to grave, all sit down at the table for one morning from 9 to 12, about every 6 or 7 or 8 weeks, and just, okay, this is where we are, these are the issues, so-and-so's been asked to look into that, and so-and-so's been asked to look into that. Has anybody got interest in this area? Do you have grants in that area? Do you need somebody from your agency or your department involved in that work, so that you know what's going on? And that's been an extremely helpful change, because when an issue comes up, everybody who's in there has an opportunity to think through, okay, do I need to have somebody involved in that as we're developing new policy? In the end, that helps all of us, because it means we're developing a product that has agency buy-in, department buy-in across the federal government.